feet up. Mm. That's the kind of episode we're doing today. Mm. Pam 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 pam.
I want to sleep.
Guy, I think it's the AC.
I don't think it's just the AC. I also think it's as I'm doing my hair too. Everything. I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, it's not you. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, clearly we have.
Everything is just aligned to just sleep nice.
I'm telling you, clearly we have Empress Dolapo with us today.
Empress.
She has come back from the great abroad.
Oh, did you have you started? Oh,
yeah, I have.
I mean, you did say.
Yeah. I saw your TikTok. First of all, what the hell are you doing on TikTok?
Okay, I don't know. I've been wanting to do TikTok. I don't know. Not like I've been wanting to do it, but. I just kind of felt like it's being wasted right now. And my friend Akuna, you guys should follow her on TikTok, Akuna Ezekwem. She wants to start doing, like, she wants to be on her TikTok more. I think she's more on me. And Akuna does makeup and she does, like,
She's perfect. A fashion buddy now.
So she wants to start doing it more actively on TikTok. So when she was saying it, I makes was like, sense. Ah, me safe.
You to just start, Abby.
I told her that if I start, she starts. If she starts, I have to start.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I don't even know where I was going to. I was going somewhere. And I was just in serious excitement because Nicki Minaj dropped her album today. Today's Pink Friday, yo.
Yeah.
Pink Friday. And I've just been so excited. Like, I feel like the Barb in me came out, like, just full force. I've been so excited. So I saw myself, I was wearing the pink. I said, I think I went to go and see my friend. Yeah, I just parked too.
I saw the video, you were in a car.
Yes.
And it was just so funny for me. I'm like, first of all, what is Dolapo doing on TikTok?
Like, I was so excited.
No.
But like, other than that, I have a book I just finished reading that I actually want to review. That's really what...
Okay, so that's going to be your thing, book review.
I mean, I don't, yeah, things like that.
To be fair, like I said, there's a niche.
I don't want to out of what is unnatural to me.
No, that's true. You also have you have to be yourself.
Yeah, so I really want to talk about the book, and I feel like it'll be,
to be fair,
a great place to do
if
so.
If you keep at it long enough, you'll find the audience, you find your people.
Yes, because I think what also talk. Inspired me really was when I went to the UK, my auntie is there now. My auntie
She has jackpot.
Yes. So she was in my uncle's yard now. So I haven't seen my auntie in a while, even though we're in the same Lagos, but auntie anymore. So every time I tell her, like, you are like, how are you more Gen Z than me? She's like late 30s, maybe even early 40s. And she just be doing you see her doing dance challenge. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yes, but she was telling me about how when she came to the UK, she had like 10 followers. We told her, she's on TikTok every day. It is so weird. Every day. But she told me that now she has like 8,000.
No, because you don't understand. You will actually find people like my what's it called videos, my drink videos. Mm-hmm. People are now harassing me for more content. And I'm like, first of all, I don't know you, but thank you. So it's like you will always find people and then more people like, more people see, more people like, more people see. And TikTok is just a little bit more, maybe because of how it is, I think it's a little bit less pretentious than other apps.
I think like, that's it's also less what pretentious. I like about it. Yeah. Yes. There's no need to like
exactly.
overly dress.
There's
or...
no excessive filters or anything.
You
like
just do you, really. Exactly. And it gives you the room to do you. So.
Exactly.
That's kind of like why I want to like, I guess, embrace
nah,
it.
I think you
definitely
should. And
also, I'm trying not to be, I think I said it on the episode that Akuna and I did, that I'm trying not to be old. Like,
as a state
obviously,
of mind.
Yes, I think.
You need to
obviously,
be careful.
Like, I'm mature, I think.
You're not.
Mature.
Yeah, a child.
I'm being more and more mature. But I think like sometimes I'd be too in my auntie bag sometimes.
You know, the thing with that thing is you will look back and wish you weren't. Because there's nowhere you're rushing to with
exactly.
all that.
Exactly. So I want to be 28, not like 38.
Yeah,
14.
I feel you.
I want to be 28. When I'm 38,
you.
Then I'll be 38.
I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
So I just kind of want to just be free.
Nah, it makes sense. Do it, man. Do it. I rate it. Did you see my Vlogmas?
I haven't seen it.
Ah, you should watch it. It's really good.
I know.
I think it's probably the... best one I've done, yeah, I've done so that far. Great. I was very happy editing it and all that stuff. Yeah, it was good. Like Christmas lights, and then the roller coaster is now in full function.
Congrats to you guys.
Thank you. That's guy. Really dope. The story behind that thing.
I can only imagine.
What Buhari has done, then what Tinubu continued doing.
Buhari strokes, you know.
But we shall go to there, shall. We shall go to
That's
there.
Good. I'm happy.
Imagine starting a business when dollar was $4.50. And then by the time your goods land, dollar is 900 and something.
That is so wild. that's terrible.
My dear. But yeah, that was a good one. So this is a good time to tell you guys to go and watch my Vlogmas Isaac Kanye on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. My subs are growing. I'm very happy about that.
I'm proud of you too. Well
Thank
done.
You. Random.
And you know now YouTube has eased up on their
The monetization stuff. Yes. To be fair, I'm not in the space for YouTube for money. I'm in the space for YouTube to enjoy putting myself out there.
Which is fair. You're still building.
Yeah, I'm still building.
Because by the time that you get to that 500,
Thing is, the pressure changes. You know how...
Does it?
Yeah, like, you know when you do content for content, it's different from doing content to stay relevant for money.
I don't know if it's really about staying relevant for money. Like, you can still have the same goal of wanting to be...
Fun.
Doing it fun. But the good thing about it is that you're money not just now doing coming, it. Now, at least something is entering. It does have to feel a certain level of good. So, as long as you maintain that this thing and just, you know, once you now get there... A little extra is coming in.
Yeah.
It feels nice.
I mean, I get it. I agree.
Yeah, so that is a good thing.
I agree, actually. But we'll see. We'll see when I do make it there.
Yes. Yeah, so.
Because we're building slowly. I think there's now 100 plus subs. So you guys should please subscribe. I've become all those like, share, and subscribe people.
I've been like, hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome to my YouTube channel.
Anyway, welcome guys to episode, what's this episode?
217.
Of the Route 30 podcast. Yeah. Dolly here.
Isaac here. Random fact, 217 is 7 times 31. Do with that what you will. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, as you guys have already gathered, I'm back.
Oshé, Britney, bitch.
What? Isaac, get out. trip was really great. I'm so thankful that I got a chance to
spread your wings.
I think I've already told you guys the history, I mean the backstory a little bit about how this travel even came about.
Tell us why you came late. That's the one we want to know.
Oh, right. Okay, yes. So actually, you see how last week we recorded virtually.
Yeah.
So I was actually supposed to have been back by Sunday, so that Isaac and I would record that same Sunday. That was what we had planned to do. So I was supposed to leave Saturday. I was going to get back Saturday night. So Friday morning, I had even already like checked in online, and management has been. So he wanted me to do some of all these touristy things.
Yeah, all the Madame Tussauds, Big Ben movement.
He just felt like it would be...
That would have been good TikTok content.
I mean, I didn't want to do it because I just felt like, bro, like, I mean, I've seen these things before.
I'm not a tourist.
I don't
live here.
I'm more like, you know, I'm a visitor, but I won't say I'm a tourist.
Yeah, I feel you on you that,
know?
Actually.
So, but he was just so insistent. And I told him that I would do it before I left. That, okay, he had like 5 specific things.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can remember all of them. One of them was taking a picture in front of a bus.
Those red buses. Yes. To be honest, actually, no matter how many times I visit London, I'll do that. Like, and you have to stand and look happy. I would 100%
do that.
Then
he wanted me to take a picture by London Bridge as it's falling down. So he said.
Again, I would do that. I will actually do that.
Then he said Big Ben.
Maybe not.
Then there were 2 others that he said.
Was
I can't
the wax
remember.
Museum, Madame Tussauds, was that
I
there?
Don't think he mentioned that
Okay, was the London Wheel that thing there?
So at first he had mentioned it, but I was like, I ain't going on the London. I actually, first of all, I think it takes too long to get on, and then it moves so slow.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. Like, it's okay. Then there were 2 other things he mentioned. I wish I could remember. But I said, okay, I will try. So trip was already almost over now, and I've still not done it. So I said, I can give him this one. I can go to Big Ben. I can.
Yeah.
And I still didn't want to go. Because I was supposed to be traveling the next day. So I was just so tired. Like, I just did not feel like it. I was already stressed out because I was like, my luggage is going to be so much. Like,
yeah.
So I didn't want to do it. But he was not going to let me get off that promise.
Nah, to be honest, I respect that.
So I finally now said fine. So when I got that message, I was actually about to go out.
Yeah.
When I got the WhatsApp message from KLM that the flight had been cancelled because of that the aircraft was damaged or something right. like that, and I was like so confused, like what, like the whole trip. So they canceled the London to Amsterdam portion yeah. of the flight. So I called them and I was like, okay, so what am I doing next? They told me that they cannot get me on another flight for that day.
Okay.
That no flight will get, I guess, there in time to be able to.
Yeah.
And I think all their flights were full or whatever. So they rebooked me for the following day.
Did they pay you?
No, but my brother was saying that I can get back.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. You can get so like.
I'm going to work on it.
Yeah,
I'm
you should.
But yeah, they rebooked me for the next day, which was cool. I mean, it was one more day to stay. I had kind of like had it planned already. And so I was a bit, tiny bit disappointed because I was looking forward to actually being on the podcast,
yeah.
seeing everybody that I wanted to see as I got back. So, I mean, but it was one more day. And I just took solace in, like, if plans change like that, God knows best. Like, obviously, nobody wants to even be traveling in damaged
aircraft.
So maybe we should even be grateful for yeah. that.
Next thing now,
and for whatever else.
There's yeah. a faded out picture of Dolly.
Go for video. Not yet. Not yet, until please. It's my time. When I'm old. But yes, I was happy. I was sure able to go. That was when I went to Big Ben. And it was cool.
Oh, nice.
So that was why. And that's why I'm back now.
Nah, it's good. It's good to have you back, oh.
Yeah, it was nice, you know. Trip was nice, it was relaxing. I did a lot of things. I slept.
Oh, that was good. That's good. I mean, it was cold, wasn't it?
So when I first got there, it was fine. I mean, it was cold, but it was like actually a nice kind of cold. The type that like you can walk outside.
Oh, okay.
I mean, obviously I still wear a jacket and everything, but it feels like really, really, really cold AC.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed
yeah.
to like, it's so cold. Like your hands are not really feeling it like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel you.
You know, but almost there was one day.
That it was
29th of November, actually.
The temperature just.
I even went out that morning, safe, and it was fine. Like, I mean, it was getting a bit colder, but yeah. it was still fine. That night, that day was Akuna's birthday. So we went to this Jamaican restaurant.
Oh, she,
that day, now me, I was still trying to like look like sleek enough, you know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I should have looked at the one that is the resident in the UK.
And how she
dressed. She wore jacket, sweater. She put scarf on her neck, like too safe. She wore hat. Me, I only wore one thin jacket like this. I learned.
JJC.
I was hearing very dark man in my head. You gonna learn.
That guy has actually disappeared.
Actually,
they right. bullied him. Poor guy. But I really enjoyed this
content. I beg. It was annoying sometimes. So like, you gonna learn. Very so dark. Man. It was like minus one or something that night.
Right.
I was just so cold.
Yeah.
If I had that day, I was like, it's time for me to come back to Nigeria. I can't.
No, but it's good. It's good to have you back, though.
It's I'm good happy to, have you to back. Be back.
I was in the airport that day.
You were?
Yeah, that was when my mom left.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was actually thinking that I would probably see you because, you know, they landed the night. Mm. Yeah, and her flight was leaving that night also.
Around what time were you there?
I was there from 6 p.m.
to
about 8.
Okay.
They now do this mad thing where they don't allow you to enter the airport anymore.
Like, I don't like
you. Yeah, like, you actually have to show a ticket. If not, they won't, like, allow you follow somebody in. It's quite ridiculous. So I had
is that
to,
what
like,
happened with me?
Like it was really annoying because the guy was like, you know, normally they would be a bit like cool about it, like if it's like, you know, you and
I mean,
one person.
I didn't experience like last time when I got there, I can't remember now actually.
And no, this one they didn't allow me enter at all.
Maybe because
I was actually very vexed. I was looking at the guy like, bro, don't you have a hat?
No, it doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be like that.
Yeah, but you know,
it was shouldn't cool, be like that, especially cool. if someone needs help.
Yeah, but they'll be all right. It's the way of the country.
Yeah,
but it's good to have you back. Thanks for the gift yeah. that you gave me too. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Dolly got me gifts, guys. Hey.
The airport is actually much better than it used to be.
Nigeria's one?
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't know.
It's much... So,
it looks it. It looks
clean. Immigration is not as... Like, literally, that immigration...
This guy said it now. Tunji Ojo, the new Minister of Interior, he said that if there's, like, by last week, mm-hmm. that the immigration process would be smooth. And then by February,
yeah.
that it would be properly automated.
Like, I have to... It was super fast. Like, I don't think I was there for, like, up to 15 minutes.
Mm.
To be very honest.
So,
that's,
so the guy is actually working. Because I take everything this administration does with a pinch of salt.
It was very fast. I can't even lie. I mean, it has gotten faster over the years anyway. Yeah. But I don't think I was expecting to be as fast as it was. It was super fast.
Okay, I rate him for that too.
But of course now, Nigeria will always...
Yeah, they were still there.
When it was not time for the luggage to come,
yeah.
the carousel is going, bags are coming out. Me, first of all, I'm a bit nervous this time because I've been hearing so much about missing luggage.
Right.
And I don't know, I was just nervous that this will happen to me. So before I even left Akuna's house that morning, I prayed over that luggage. I said, go.
Did you do like double padlock?
I didn't even padlock it safe.
Yeah. Well, you have mine,
risky girl.
You have mine though. They all put drugs inside. Mm. You have to be very careful. I mean, even if you padlock it, they can still break it, but still the effort.
I didn't think about that. Actually, I want to be doing the things that I see a lot of, and this is not to say it is specific to only, this is not a stereotype.
Yeah.
But I notice it a lot more when I see like Asian travelers.
Mm-hmm.
They seal
their bags.
Their bags.
They don't like, mess around
clean,
with
like,
that.
It's thing. Like a clean film type. Yeah. I think I need to be doing that more.
It's because too much.
It is, but it's like, it's much. Easier for your bag not to get tampered with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because once they cut it, you will know that somebody has opened it.
Did you see that they banned this thing, Ghana Must Go bags for traveling?
Really? Why?
They said it spoils the conveyor.
Are they actually serious?
Yeah, so apparently, like, Ghana Must Go bags spoil conveyor belt, so now they banned them from, like,
that's
the airports.
So
it's funny, but I rate it. I respect them for it. It's something.
So anyway, I'm waiting. Akuna, and it happened to Akuna as well. When she went to Cancun when I was in the UK, and they didn't bring her luggage. She just strolled back inside.
I heard you guys talking about it.
That was one. So that one already put it in my mind. Then when I got to the airport in Amsterdam coming back, I was sitting on this table. I was just on my phone. I was so focused on my phone that I did not notice that when I looked up, one of the pastors in my church
was there.
Yeah, it was there.
That's nice.
I mean, obviously, I know his name, but he doesn't know me.
Yeah.
But I was just like, should I say something? I mean, I just watched from
afar. There's no point. There's no point.
No that. Point. So he too was not also talking about to some other people about missing luggage
mm-hmm.
and how it happened to him. And so in my mind, I'm like, good, I beg. When I now landed, the luggage was energy. Taking so long to come out, like so long. Then, and I said, next thing you know, one guy comes with microphone saying, we have offloaded some bags from the carousel just to make room, to make space. Everybody was like literally, we have all been standing here all this time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, people have been removing people's bags. I even thought it was only a few. I went there, I saw it was like over 50 bags. These people had just been, so as they
just
said,
casually
so everybody
removing
now is
it.
Going, this, everybody is going to go and check if their own is there.
I hate this country.
Like, it was so crazy. And then MTN, I said, as I landed in Nigeria, always has to welcome you.
Yeah.
They had deactivated my line.
Why? Were you not just gone for like 2 weeks?
So, at first, I thought that was what it was. Like, maybe I don't know, which was very strange to me. It wasn't 2 weeks, it was like 1 month.
Wait, like one.
Still, it's not the kind
it's of
thing
like, deactivate I mean, come
somebody's
on.
Phone. But I was thinking that was the issue, which was so dangerous because I couldn't call.
Yeah, that's mad.
I couldn't call the person. Like, you can call me, but I can't call out.
Right.
Which was so irritating. Shasha, thank God there was Wi-Fi in the airport.
Okay.
So that was that. Then, I now found out that Momsi had told me that they had deactivated her own over the weekend. And also, one of the, lines as well. They did this a couple of months ago. We had to go and re-register, put NIN and everything. So the fact that it's happening again
is
crazy. So that happened. And then, of course, I chopped billing. I paid almost 70,000.
Why?
I had to buy a new battery.
For your phone?
For my car.
Oh, for your
car.
Oh.
Which shocked me. Isaac, last time I bought battery in 2021, I bought battery 28K.
How much is battery now?
I bought battery before all the plus and minus 50,000.
To be fair, Isaac, I'm not surprised.
Isaac, 50,000 naira.
I'm not surprised, actually.
I wanted to cry.
No, I would have cried. That's the difference. I would have cried. I changed 50, car lights 000. Recently. Dolly, I changed car light. I had to meet my dad. I said I can't. You're paying Isaac. For it.
Sometimes you just hands off.
No, you have to hands off. Like, I was forming, you know, independent, but when the guy brought the bill for the light, I said no. Wabo using the car, you have to pay for it.
And they will replace the two. So annoying.
No, this one, the guy said, this is a funny thing, they will always tell you, "Oga, na brand new, I mean, at Okumbo." Obviously, I said brand new. Uh-huh. The guy said, "Oga, you sure?" I said, "Let me check price." Bro, price for brand new, he said, "Na 72. But if you do Tokumbo, if you work camp for 34. I said, "That walking that you just said, I'm not convinced about it." He said, "No, we go do it. I said, "No, just give me new."
God.
As I said, "Just give me new," he sent his account. He didn't even wait for this thing. I said, "You know what, Oga? No, we just do Tokumbo for the two. That money
can cover the two." Because
the guy started laughing. I said, "Because, bro.
Hey.
Bro.
Isaac, like, he didn't even understand."
And what pained me was, after he did the lights, he now started doing the most. Said, "Oh, I think it's time for you to check this, your side. You know that thing at the side of the Jeep that you stand on?"
Mm-hmm.
Said, "Oh, like, panel beater has to do that. Oh there's one light at the back that is not." I said, "Bro,
just do
the car
one.
Was fine. It's light. As I said you should do the light and close your eyes." Open the engine. He said, "Oh, you need to quickly replace this thing before. Oh, maybe you should do servicing this." I said, "Guy, do the one I say you should do and leave it." Say, "Oga, no, I just they tell you." Told him to do what he had to do, man.
Bro, it was crazy.
Tough times.
And I had to buy like two tires. Of course, I bought Okumbo because...
No, of course, no. You can't be buying brand new tires.
That one cost me like... So everything... Just about like 70,000.
That's a lot of money to be
just
fair.
As I just came back, you know, like this.
They say a car is your second wife. So
I was so sad, but I thank God, Sha, because he made a way. He Sha provided.
Yeah, and you did it, and you're fine.
Ah,
now I'm happy. I'm happy for you. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's a little bit about what did I even do this week.
Yeah.
Let me even tell you what happened. So, you know, I'm now going to the gym. I'm not going to lie to you. There's something that is happening socially that we all need to actually be more aware of.
What's that?
That is, once people see cameras these days, people don't consider the people who are not interested in being filmed.
You're talking about this.
Yeah,
story.
And this week I saw it play out for somebody else.
Right.
In the sense that we were both there doing our own thing, and then a camera came and I could see in his eyes he was uncomfortable instantly.
Yeah.
And he just switched exercises. He left the space. And I'm like, nobody ever considers us. But the moment you start doing your thing, and maybe I mistakenly look somewhere, now I'm a creep. But you did not consider that people were in that space before
already.
You just came and... But yeah, so that really upsets me. But apart from that, you know, Lagos has been Lagosing. Traffic is too much. It's way too
especially
much.
Especially this Christmas
way
period.
Too much. And things are expensive. I bought tomatoes for 500. The guy gave me like six. In this our area, because I think they assume that everybody here is of a certain income level, and it's starting to ruin things for me.
Yeah,
but yeah, apart from that, I didn't really do much, to be fair. Just been chilling, getting ready for our show tomorrow. I wanted to buy like something to wear, so I went to like the places that sell clothes in this area, and their prices. Let me tell you what I did. I went there with like pants, right? I got these very baggy or tape pants. And I was like, I need to style this. So I went there looking for shirts. And I tried on like 15 different shirts and they weren't giving. And I could tell the guy that was working there was getting upset. Because I will come out, try five. I'll be like, he'll be like, "No, any of this, is this okay?" I'm like, "No."
He'll
be like, "Okay. You'll go and bring more." I'll be like, "No." By the third time, he brought it with an attitude. And I was like, "I don't blame you, but thanks for your time and I'm leaving." So I just left everything because I was like, "Bro, you should be a little bit more professional." Like, I was here to actually buy clothes and you're moving mad. But yeah, I left. I wasn't sure if I left out of anger or if I didn't find anything, but both, somewhere in there. So that happened. And then things like a shirt was like 35k.
Jesus Christ.
A two-piece was like 53k.
Ha.
And I was looking and I was like, this is why men don't have fast fashion in Nigeria. Ha. Then I went on Instagram and I was looking at, in quotes, ready-to-wear brands. And I DM'd them and they said, sir, I said, oh, is this available? They said, yes, it will take 3 to 5 working days.
Oh my God.
And in my head, I almost, like, there was a vendor that I almost sent a voice note to. I was you have on your page 15k order now. And I'm ordering and you're telling me 3 to 5
working. I hate that thing so much. Like, don't say you are ready to wear. Like, I hate that. Like, you will mess it thinking that you can quickly get it.
And then
they will now tell you, oh, you will take this amount of it.
The annoying thing was the one that told me, I said, oh, how many days would this take to get ready? They said, oh, 3 to 5 days, sir. But we can do it in 2 to 4. I said, oh, my event is on Saturday, right? So will it be ready by then? And they sent me a clear message saying it will take 2 to 4 working days. And I said, no, let's not do this. Because the moment I pay now,
yes,
it's 2 days technically, but on that day is when you tell me 2 to 4 working days is what we said.
Yes,
you can't find dispatch. So I just left all of that. I settled for work and never go wrong. Black booba. So by the time you guys listen to this episode and see pictures, that is exactly what I'll be wearing. Probably with some nice shoes as well. But yeah, sure, that's how my week went. Welcome to the episode, guys. It's been a long time.
Sorry, guys, I'm doing my hair.
Yeah, like I said, we're here with Empress Dolly and her assistants.
Yeah, my assistant.
She's literally getting
her hair done. These are business women.
Yeah, business women. Well done, you guys. Well done, madam. No, but the hair is coming out nice. I like it.
Ella.
Yeah, I like it.
Touched by Ella. Ella. I'll record. If you're on the island, do you want someone to come and do your hair for you?
Yes. No, just legit, let me know. What I've seen since we started recording, now, she's actually doing a good job.
The hair I used to travel with Ella that did it for me.
Now, this is nice.
You see now.
Ella, if I grow afro, if you don't know. No lie, I won't braid. You know, go long like this one.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Small. If you do them.
Okay, no, Ella. You see, Ella is there. Ella is all about business.
No, I respect it. It's nice.
Okay,
it's
nice. Anyway,
welcome to the episode, guys.
Yeah, welcome.
My AP for this week. We're getting to the end of the year, so be grateful for what you have, and you end up having more. But if you constantly look at what you don't have, you'll never have enough.
Count your blessings.
So yeah, exactly, exactly. Off the record, we're going to talk about something later down the line. I was having a conversation with someone about the Bible. It was hilarious. But we'll talk about it off record.
Okay.
So some things I do want to talk about before we go any further, just real quick. I know that as Africans, global warming is down the list of our priorities, but we need to talk about the heat in Lagos because it's meant to be Harmattan season. But I've not seen Harmattan this year.
Harmattan probably won't come until like January, to be honest.
It's very bad. Yeah. Very bad. Yeah. Very, very, very bad. Mm. And then also shout out, I never thought I'll say this, but shout out to Lagos State. I mean, they are breaking houses on the waterways finally. But do it and do it fully. That's all I'll say to
that. Explain that, please.
So they are like houses of people who built on like what the water channels and stuff like that. They are breaking them down.
Like where?
Like in Aja, like in this our area, when you were away, they broke down some houses on the canal. I mean, it's the right thing to do, but as they say on the streets, keep the energy. Do you get what I mean?
That's like, actually
keep that energy towards.
So those people now, they don't have homes.
They don't have homes. Yeah.
That is really, really sad because sad. I know that somebody sold it somewhere, and somebody sold it, exactly.
Although,
and
in fairness to them, because I was watching it on TV, he did say that if they broke down your house and you can prove, he said that anybody whose house was illegally broken and the person has been paying tax, that the person should come out. I don't know if it's calling people's bluff, but
that still puts somebody like in a very like it shouldn't have reached like.
It's frustrating.
Which like Loki is leading to are you done saying all you wanted to say?
Let me see the other thing I wanted to talk about. Okay, no, I'm done.
Go okay. On. Pink Friday 2 is out, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
But that's anyway.
Nick E.
Yeah, so You know, all of this just is looking leading to what I wanted to talk about today. You know, as we get older, there are some have-tos that come into play.
Yes.
It's not about what you want again, but what you have to do.
Yes, like exercise. And
for example, as you guys have always known, I've never really been on fully on the jackpot train. And it's not like I'm fully on it now. It's just more so I'm beginning to consider it as a have-to situation. But I want to figure out like the best way to make it work. It's because I know one of her someone close to her like is able to work both in Nigeria and in the UK.
Yeah.
Like each half of the year and whatever. Yeah. Which would be like an ideal situation for
of course.
Me.
It's summering in Lagos. Because
I would still want to keep one leg.
Or wintering in Lagos, summering in London.
Exactly. Want to keep one leg here. Yeah.
Fair enough.
That would be the most ideal situation for me. But now, like, I'm just really, really thinking about it because I'm just like... things are just getting...
I saw a stat that in the whole of Nigeria, there were only 50-something thousand new cars bought last year.
50-something thousand new cars?
Brand new cars. In a country of 200 million people. So do with that information where you will. But yes, continue.
Anyway, that conversation, we're just talking about like all the different places that people pretty much jackpot to. You know, there are a lot of people now going to Dubai.
Yeah. I think there's zero income tax.
Yeah, so I heard. And a lot of the companies there, I heard, give like a lot of like these really nice allowances. Like relocation allowance if you are moving, shopping allowance, some stuff will even give you. Like, and for me, Dubai is not necessarily a place that like is nice to visit, but not necessarily a place that I've thought of like living. But you know, Akuna was just saying to me that see, at this point, it's not about if you like it or not. It's just because she said, bro. Myself, it's not like I like it, but if it presents itself and the opportunity is right, of course.
Of course. Remember when we had this conversation around the election and I told you that it's not even about that I want to, it's that I have to.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm essentially in my formative years. So even if I was to become a billionaire overnight or extremely rich, I've missed the time where that would have meant something.
Right.
Even if the money comes now, it's going to be for me to ensure that the people I'm bringing into this world are soft. Right? I can't be like now, anything I do might be a little bit pretentious. Like buying stuff or balling out. It's like, bro, you didn't have that before. Live your life. So we're now in a space where you have to be serious.
Yeah.
It's no longer a case of, okay, I'm still young, I'm still objective, bro, I'm still living life. Almost, you have to play the game of life as it is, man.
You just have to. Exactly. And like for me now, I'm so uncertain about my life in this very moment because I don't get work. That's what I don't have like a job right now. And
do you think the biggest worry is job or income?
Income.
Fair.
Which comes with job?
Yeah, I mean the fastest way to income is job. Is income. But you know, other things.
Yeah.
Let's say we sell our catalog for $5 million. You wouldn't be worried about a job.
I won't even work.
Exactly. So it's an income thing, not a job.
I'll probably work, but just as I want.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I need income and I need a job for that. So I've been thinking about what I'm going to, because I just feel like this year is already over. I'm already.
You feel like, bro, it's December 10th.
So I'm just thinking about. I've just been thinking about how this 2024 is going to be. Because last year, I was going into it with like a job. I had a job last year. Now, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what my career is. Like, I feel so... I mean, I'm not sad, but I'm just curious as to what's next.
I think it's a natural thing, right? Because first of all, for me, this year was like interesting. But then I think I was now put in a space where I finally understood that, oh, okay, it's time to start making actual big boy decisions, like serious decisions. Right? It's when I actually looked back and said, okay, the problem wasn't particularly a job, it was income. But then with the income, I now realized that, okay, I needed more income and the fastest way was job. Right? But then you now also have to look at, okay, I mean, I'm not really an advocate of 5-year plans per se, but at the same time, I was like, what is the mid to short term goal here, short to mid term goal here?
Mm-hmm.
What, like, I don't want to look back in this time 2024 and be like, okay, what are we trying to do? Mm-hmm. Do you get it? It's almost like childish, like, bro, make up your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So there was that. And then there's also the fact that maybe as a guy, I'm starting to see the world for what it is. And I was having this conversation with Thomason earlier this week. Like, the world is a case of have and have nots. Nobody gives a fuck why you don't have, right? And most people don't care how you have. It's just either you have or you don't have. And we need to also start making decisions that will put us in a place where we have, finally. And unfortunately, Jack buying might be a safe way. You just need something steady to keep you going.
Yeah, like, I just want something livable on that just, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not even looking for too much right now at all. I'm just looking for, like, just something that, like, is okay, you know?
So would you move to Dubai if you saw the opportunity?
I mean, yeah, so if the opportunity came about, though, like, I'm so open. Like, at this point now, I think I'm just open to, like, anywhere. Like, I'm not just looking at one place at this point. I'm just open to anywhere that, you know, I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, there are still certain climates that I would not, like, I'm not moving to Antarctica, for example. Like, there are still certain places I still won't go to.
Antarctica is far, so will you go to Russia if given an opportunity?
So, Russia, China.
I have a friend in China. It's Bali.
I know that
he listens to the pod. So,
shut up. Russia, China, I'm not really, it's not really, like, on my top list.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know. Russia scares me a little bit because of
their leader.
Yes, and then just also, I remember this babe, Britney, what's her name?
Oh, yeah, the Britney one that Griner. Had the issue, yeah.
That's it. And that's one of the things that scares me about all these. So it's not because of the, it's just because those type, certain laws, China has those type of laws as well. Laws that are so tough like that, I don't really know if I want to go to places risky. Like that. Yeah, I find that they are pretty risky. So I kind of like will avoid.
Would you move to Turkey if you got a job?
I mean, I don't really know much about Turkey like that. I've been watching the Ottoman Empire, though, on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Which is like the Cleopatra.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying it, learning so much. But that's just by the way.
Mm.
That's as much as about Turkey that I can't know.
I mean, to be fair, they do have some good places. I don't know what the cost of living there is like. I know people talk a lot about Portugal and how it's very good for, like, young people trying to start up their lives. So that's something. The thing is just, like, moving is a big decision, man. And you have to...
Yeah.
Like, my uncle moved. He moved to Canada this year. And I won't lie, he's been there less than a year. And he's, like, a poster boy for why you should leave this country. Because, like, there's a clear... you know, stuff, but he keeps saying he did it for his kids and stuff like that. So it puts things into perspective for me, because I'm like, as you get older, there are things that you have to be like, you know what, I can't really be idealist anymore. You have to play the game the way it is.
That's just the truth.
Even recently, I had to start lying on my CV. I'm not ashamed of it, because it's like, you have to get yourself through the door. When I get through the door, I know in my heart I'll be able to defend it. But for now, we'll just assume. Like, let's just take it that I've done it.
I understand.
Right, you get, like, and it's not like, obviously, outright lies, but, like, exaggeration. Right? You have to play those games.
Yeah, I definitely want to cast my nets, like, far. Obviously, there are still places that, even regardless of money... it's not just like I'll just move because money is whatever, but I just want, like, a starting, because ultimately a lot of things do matter. Proximity to the people that you love, you don't that want a situation whereby you are so far, like, even if you're in different countries, let's not be like the country will take you, like,
let me give you a real life story,
2 days to get there or something. So
obviously my parents are huge on this jackpot thing, right? And like, ideally for me, I want to go to Canada, but then my mom every now and then she says, oh, what about Australia? And I'm like, bro, first of all, I am not moving to the other side of the world, because the loneliness alone will kill me.
Community is so important.
Oh my days. Listen, the loneliness of being on the, like, first of all, the closest person to me will probably be my brother, who is on the other side of the world. I'm talking like, what, 16, 17 hour flights.
Kaim, Aussie already.
Bro, then, nah, like,
yes. Like, I never want to be, I don't want to be that far.
Yeah, like because community is something. And then there's also just that sense of self. Because obviously, as we're getting older, you have to rediscover yourself and all that stuff. But it's something people don't talk enough about.
Yeah.
That those initial stages where, like, I don't know if you saw that video of the lady that was crying that was in Canada a couple months back.
Man, I've seen different videos of people crying.
And she was crying, like, and stuff like that. On one hand, I'm like, that for somebody to reach that stage where that is what they have to do, you can imagine what they are going through. Because we talk a lot about shame and stuff, but people wouldn't just put themselves out there like that unless it has gotten to that point, right? It's like a GoFundMe. Nobody really wants you to help them unless they really need it, that type of thing. So, like, seeing the loneliness side of it, seeing the fact that if you were to move somewhere now, you have to, especially the age we're in, you have to consider family, you have to consider income, you have to consider community. Then you have to now consider your own self in the in those things as well. Like, where is your boyfriend going to be? How would that relationship play out? How long do you hope to be here? Do you want to raise kids here? Do you want to settle down?
Some do real tough,
like,
decisions have to be made.
It's why,
and I'm realizing that, like, mom, one is a little scary, but it just feels like very necessary.
It is. It's just, it's accelerated because of the country that we're in. Because, like, you don't really see our peers abroad particularly this worried. They move countries more out of curiosity of experience. For us, it's necessity.
I mean, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to, because I don't want to, like, diminish, like, their experience as well. Because even though there are certain things that they don't worry about, like, in comparison to us that are here,
yeah,
I think there is still, like, certain things that, like, for example, one of the things that I discussed with Akuna, and I was very surprised, like, and I think I was telling Isaac about this earlier, was that I didn't know that salary is kind of, like, capped in the UK.
Oh, in a sense.
I had, I don't know why, I'd lived there all this time, but, and yes, you notice that people live a certain conservative.
Yeah.
When I say conservative, I don't mean in the sense of like value systems. I mean in the sense of
finances and spending.
Yeah, like, oh, like spending space.
Yeah,
like chances are you will go to. When I went to my uncle's house in the UK this period, my uncle has a really nice house. It's nicely spacious and stuff. But my uncle has been living in the UK since. My uncle has been living in the UK for a very long time, over 15 years probably. And I remember, like, where he started from. My uncle has lived in so many houses. And a lot of those places are not the most spacious. They are very tight. Sometimes they are not the most, you know, it's not the best of places. And he has finally gone to a point where he's making, like, a certain amount of money that he can have that kind of house.
Yeah.
And even that kind of house is still, like, small compared to, like, it's nice and looks really nice, but a lot of Nigerian homes
are bigger.
I mean, we
have space.
We have space.
And we also waste space.
Right. So, like, there is a certain level of, and it's not even all just about space, but there's a certain level of, like, living that you notice that you won't see in other countries like Canada and the US and stuff. And I never thought about it like that. But when she was saying it to me, that think about it. You hear someone in America saying they are earning $100,000 a year. You hear it more often, and from a person in Canada, in the US, than you will hear from somebody in the UK.
Yeah, do you know how hard it is to make 50K?
Exactly. She said that a 100K salary in the UK is, like, it's still, like, is a certain group of people.
Yeah, I think 100K even gives you, if I'm correct, is it... By 100K, you're inside that 35-45% tax bracket anyway.
I exactly.
Do you know how hard that is to work 100k and go on with 50?
Right. So basically, that money now, even though, yes, in comparison to Nigeria, one is able to, I guess, pay rent, but then you're still paying your bills.
Yeah, TV license.
All this TV license, all this. I don't know if you saw that TikTok or something of that woman who was breaking down the things that she needed to pay with her salary.
Oh, no, no, no. I see a lot of those videos. Yes, she said
her salary is like 2-4, and she ended up saying that she's spending more than she's making.
Every month, right?
Every month.
To be fair, I get that, you know, part of it, the bills.
Yeah, so even though you're able to live in a way that you're not living here, but it's still like a stressful situation whereby if you get the opportunity to get to a place where you're not paying tax, it just seems like, man, this situation is very ideal because I probably won't make this type of money.
Of course, than I would. The thing is that idea, it goes from like class to even the ultra wealthy, because the ultra wealthy are now moving to UAE and Dubai. Like, that's their new tax haven now, because opportunities like no income tax and all that kind of stuff. If you look at most of the rich people, their residence is not UK. Their residence is like the UAE places, because tax is actually something to work and have your lifestyle capped by something like tax is painful. Exactly. It's quite painful. It's why even here, right, just to digress a bit, when I saw people like, let me not even mention her name. When I saw the people that they took to Dubai recently on taxpayers' money, I was very upset. Before I started working here and before we started doing business, I didn't really pay so much attention to tax. It seemed far off. But when you actually deep it, that you pay all this tax, right? I think people don't actually settle down and look at it. You pay all this tax in Nigeria, and everything that should be done for you, you're still doing.
Yeah.
Like the road in front of your house, you and your neighbors will put money together to do. You put money together to get private security.
On top of that,
let me tell you what happened to us at the park. We cleaned up because I was on this Gen Z vibe. So wanted to clean up the road in front of the park for Christmas and put lights. As soon as we cleared out the first place, everything was fine. When we said, okay, let's clear the street up to the roundabout, local government came. And I was expecting a conversation of, oh, you guys are doing this, that's cool, but, you know, let us know ahead of time. Instead, I got a conversation of, fuck are you guys doing? Like, there's no... And this place was, bear in mind, we started operating since April.
Yeah.
Nothing had been done there until we did it.
Exactly.
Are you telling me nobody could have done it? So now that we've done this, it's an issue.
It's an issue. That's those kind of things.
And we're paying tax, right? We're paying... So it's really annoying when you see those kind of things. But yeah, for the UK guys, I understand their plight.
That's why people will always keep on, like, especially at this time, you have to now start thinking of, like, all those things and stuff. And I think, especially after I bought that battery that day, I don't think anything shocked me. So, like, I know that price of things have been increasing, but come on.
Do you feel like a veil is lifted from your eyes that you were a bit ignorant before?
Not necessarily.
Or do you think it's just like a new phase of learning?
I think it's just a new phase of just... I think it's the age. It's just seeing that, like, I just want to create a certain type of life
for yourself.
And even though ideally, yes, I don't really want to leave Nigeria like that. That's why I was saying that the ideal job for me would be a situation where I get to still live here from time to time. But the question now becomes, especially now that I don't have anything, I don't have a job stable one, I'm not asking myself, like, whatever job I'm looking for again now, how much would they even now still want to pay me
to be able to,
like, and I'm just like, is that at this point, maybe I need to stop, like, narrowing my focus.
Oh no, definitely. You definitely should. Like, and shout out to that listener that even wrote in that day and told us, like, you guys should stop, like, looking just here. There's, because the truth is, there's a whole world out there of things that, like, opportunities that you probably would have no idea about if you're constantly thinking that in this, our geographic area is where you have to live.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of money, for instance, yes, Canadians are going through their own right now because they have like a cost of living crisis and stuff like that. But if you were to enter what would be a decent offer, you can live an okay life. It's hard to get that decent offer, but at least abroad, the major thing is there is hard work to reward ratio. But here, not so much.
Yeah,
and then like again, for someone like me as a guy, I'm thinking already about kids. I'm thinking about like raising a young family. You can't do that really on a lot of things that you have. Like, let me give you an example. This year, I was doing my accounting for the year, and I saw that the money that I had spent this year, right? If somebody had told me at the beginning of the year that you'll spend that, I'd have said maybe it's not true. But considering that there was nothing coming in, and then that was what I was spending, I was like, Omo. And people are raising families on less. And you have to ask yourself, are they living or are they just like surviving day to day? And how long can that really go for? Like, yes, people will say, okay, don't go abroad and do this and do that. But if you put in the effort that the average person here puts in, in a system that can reward, it's a lot easier. You know, let's digress even. If you wake up at 5 a.m. and you have a job at 9, think of all the things that Kuna can do between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Right.
And think of what you can do. Nothing, because you'll probably spend 3 hours
you've
in traffic.
You've had to come out already. Meanwhile, between that 5 and 9, you can go to the gym.
Exactly.
Come back.
Think about...
And eat breakfast. You can eat a full breakfast self as you sit down.
Yeah, like think about all the productivity and then knock those... like, take those productivities that you can have and move it into the industries that you can serve. Let's say you wake up at 5 a.m. and you go for a run. You go and take a coffee. You come back home. You shower, you go to the gym, you come back, you shower, you enter a bus, you go to work. In that space, right, the coffee person has made money, your gym has made money. But in Nigeria, none of that happens because there's none of that. After work, you close at, say, 5. You're probably getting home at 8. But in other places, you can close at 5. Let's say you're an evening person, hit the gym, take a bus, go out with your friends, hang out, do all that, come back home by 8. So in that space too, the gym has made money, a restaurant has made money, transport is there. Like, money is moving. But here it's like, I'm working hard, but what am I showing for it?
Yeah. And even transport. I was thinking when I was in the tube, I was just like, man, Lagos should have a tube. Like, I thought, like, think about it. This is the kind, this is the exact kind of city
that needs a
that
tube.
That needs something like that. Not only does it free up the road, but the way in which people are always on the move, you need something quick enough to get you to where you're going as soon as you need to, with stops everywhere. It's one of the things I love about it so much, that you can come out and you can see like three stations within each other. Like, can you imagine if we had that here?
Yeah, you know, the strength
Chevron,
of it.
Underground station.
Yeah.
Take it to Suruliri.
The irony is that the entire island is straight. It's not hard in a planning sense to do that.
Do you understand?
It's literally one line that will run from from Lagos Island all the way to
Moya.
I wish
we had a, we had leaders who really truly
of course,
to do things.
We don't, better. which is sad, but at the same time, the cost of patriotism is something that when your eyes are open to it, right, you start to have these kind of conversations we're having, because it's like, the next time you can do something about your leaders, you'll be 31. By 31, are you really still trying to be hopeful? Like, people have started families. People, like, the other day, people were flexing in this our area. They were making noise, right, in, like, cars. And these were cars that in uni our friends were driving. And these were people who were on student loan. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, no disrespect, I'm not knocking anybody's hustle. But when you school in a system that people can leverage debt, you see people your age driving a C200 to school. Fair enough, it's a hatchback, but it's a Benz at the end of the day. But now, you've been working 4, 5, 6, 7 years, you can't afford a Camry. And it's not that you're not trying. Do you understand? At the same time, it's also why I don't blame the people who do everything they can to sort of stand out. Like, shout out to this guy, Ola of Lagos. Ola of Lagos started off spotting cars. Now he's selling real estate. Now yeah. he's doing literally everything that you can see on Instagram. Ola of Lagos is probably selling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And initially I was like, but on the other hand, I'm like, bro, this guy is in a system that relevance like is currency and that's income. You have right. to keep doing what you have to do. Yeah. Before, I used to be one of those people that I would look at some of our influencers and I'll be like, but why are they always giving it to these same people?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the people with money only see those people. And those mm-hmm. people will do whatever they can to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then you see somebody say some blatant shit on Twitter or somebody will just say something outrageous just to stay relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You on the one hand will be looking at it like, oh, come on. But on the other hand, they know what they are doing. I remember yeah. the day somebody said that it's not a surprise that now that Elon is paying people for coins, that people are just doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, Dolly, will you give them money that they will use to eat? Is all at the end of the day, we're still at Maslow's but like we're at the bottom, we're still trying to feed.
What's that thing again?
Is hierarchy of needs.
Hierarchy of needs.
We're still at the bottom. So this concept at the top of self-actualization, we've not reached there. We've not eaten. We've not eaten. But it's a very deep conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see the gravity of decisions as they come.
Yeah.
When we started this pod, we would never have spoken about this. Like, we
were still... Yeah, no, because I wasn't even thinking about that.
Exactly.
I don't even know.
We're still messing around in our youth.
Just doing youthful stuff.
I'm telling you. But now, everything you're thinking has to be calculated.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not even out of lack of contentment, because I don't think that that's
Mm-mm.
the case for me, really. I think it's just, like I said, it's not even like I'm looking for anything. It's not like I'm even looking for too much. I'm just looking for enough.
You know, that's the thing this place does to you. It makes you think basics are too much.
Mm.
You know, it's not too much for you as a 28-year-old in Lagos to say you want to spend a weekend in a hotel and mm-hmm. just take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But try and do that here. You can't. You most likely can't afford it. Because most of these hotels are worth 100, 200. Mm-hmm. Where are you meant to get that kind of money? You wake up and you're like, okay, let me go to VI. And if you don't drive, you're most likely not trying to pay Uber because it's like 7K.
Yeah.
And is that too much to say?
As in Uber now, it's just like, meanwhile, let me even give you guys this gist. Good. On Monday, I took an Uber because, as you guys know, I just bought my car battery. So yeah. before I could do any of that, I had to move Uber. I was going to the mainland. Now, that day was a long day. So I ended up going like at a time when I would have preferred not to, because it was already peak period.
Right.
And I got this Uber. Oh, God. As I was just in that Uber all this time, I was just saying, God, I wish I was just driving my own car. This man, he knew what he was doing. He was doing everything possible to make sure that that money will continue to go more and more. So when I looked on the app before I left, yeah. the money says 71279.
Jesus, from here to the mainland?
Yes. I was going, it was, let's say, around 4 p.m.
Okay, fair. On a Monday, okay.
I was going ahead. Then I ended up paying 10-1. So now let me tell you, and I wasn't going to like Ikeja or anything like that though. Now, let me tell you what this man did. Now, what he was supposed to do was pass through VI, go through Ahmadu Bello Way, blah, 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 blah. And then I would have gotten to where I was going. This man, he's approaching it, first of all. And the next thing you know, he does a U-turn. And I'm like, at first I wondered, like, maybe it's because there was a bit of traffic, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I expected it anyway, but I thought maybe there was a faster way that he wanted to take. So he does a U-turn and I'm kind of like looking that, why is he U-turning? He said he doesn't know if that road, he mentioned one road
mm-hmm.
is open. And I said, well, I mean, the last time I drove there, this was like a month ago, it wasn't closed. When last were you there? He was not really giving me a straight answer. But clearly that road was open,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So now he ends up going to take me like towards like Eco. Like he's just taking me round and round. At a certain point, he almost wants to pass Osborne. And I tell him, and that's another thing too. I'll be telling him, he'll be acting as if he knows better. which whatever. Me, I won't fight you. But like,
me, I'll fight too. Is my mom.
He wanted to take Osborne, and I was like, if we pass this Osborne route at this time,
that's heavy. Like yo,
like we are going to be in like serious heavy traffic. He almost was still trying to say no. He feels like this other way will be longer. I said, guy, this route is going to be very long. I can even already see it on the map. He was just giving me all this blah, 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 blah. He ended up turning around as I told him. And then as he's doing that, meanwhile, he's also now beginning to tell me about how his fuel is about to finish.
How's that your problem? Didn't like, tell me that before you started.
Do you understand? Anyway, after all this round around, we get to the destination. How much? He told me 10.5. Which, by the way, he's not showing me his canoe.
He didn't show you.
No, I said there's something without telling me sorry, ma. It was the traffic. It's a lie. It's because you were taking me around and around. You were trying to add.
You know, then, once they are moving, it's counting.
Bro, I now said, let me now check the app. I saw on the app that it still means 10.1. I said this man still wanted to collect 400 naira from me.
Extra.
On top of that,
wow.
This man, I sent him that 10.1. In fact, I should have sent him like Nike or something.
I reported
like that. I think I did though. Then so after doing all of this nonsense, what was it again though that I wanted to say? Ah, shit, I've lost my train of thought. But anyway, I was so irritated. Oh, yes, my auntie, right, which I didn't know. My auntie died. So apparently, she told me that she used to do Uber at one point.
Oh, okay.
And she told me, she gave me one hack. She said, see, all these like Uber drivers, they like to go on 10 mainland bridge.
Yeah.
Even if there is another road, like let's say Eco Bridge can reach there or Kini. They like to go on 10 mainland bridge because that 10 mainland bridge is like an extra like 2.5 right, or something because right. It's so long.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes maybe, and also that's why if you tell sometimes, you tell the giant, don't take 10 mainland, they might want to start grunting and saying, she said, you don't know that. That's what
that's
we do.
That's the cash cow.
I say, Imagine. Okay, that was what was even on my mind as I was watching how that guy was doing. I was saying, this guy, he's trying to,
of course, now he was trying to cash out.
He was trying to cash out on top of my
I think if they stop, I don't think, like, if you're in traffic, I don't think he counts that much. But if you're constantly moving,
that
then
guy,
you're making money.
He was just like, you know, he was taking me round, especially on during this time. Like, everywhere, of course, is going to be blocked. And it seems like he was just counting on getting me blocked at like the worst
place. Yeah, now, so that he'll be like, ah, madam, see you.
Like, exactly.
Nah, those kind of things.
Almost got me stuck on Osborne that day.
You have to fight. You have
Jesus
to fight those
Christ.
Guys. You have to actually fight those guys. It's actually ridiculous when they do that. These days, I don't even go out anymore because I can't be entering Lagos traffic anymore. It doesn't make any sense. An Uber from here to the to Lekki one the other day was 4.2. And this is the same place that I said, if you give me a bicycle and the sun is in the eye, I'll just cycle down there. Why am I paying 4.2 just to Lekki one? And people are saying, what's that thing that they are saying? Surge. And apparently, your IJGBs are in town.
Oh, right.
So, So they are ruining everything for everybody.
It's so, like, when I tell you this whole thing is just irritating, generally.
Mm.
Like, I hate it. And it's just because of how tough things are. Everything is now luxurious. Use Uber.
Luxury.
To use this one, luxury.
These guys have even closed P&G. They are leaving the country.
Everybody's leaving.
And they are the ones that make Pampers and ice. What's it called? This roll-on. Old Spice. I was about to say Ice Spice. Yeah, they make Old Spice and stuff. So it's like the beginning of this what's it called, hygiene poverty is just starting. Because those prices, the other day I went to buy Shaw and I think it was 3.1 just for that bottle. And I don't know if it's just me. I don't know if it's just me, but this thing looks like it's lighter. The bottle feels lighter. Feels like it's not as full. I've been complaining about Peak Milk doing the same thing. The tin is now smaller and it's not as full. And, you know, all these things are happening at the same time.
Yeah.
I saw that Gbaja got 20 billion to renovate his house. The residence of the, what's that his role again? The chief of staff of the president. 20 billion naira. The vice president got 15 billion naira to renovate his house. You know what was funny about that one? This man went on TV, one of the senators from Ondo State, and he said that, oh, is it only $15 million? That why are we making noise?
Wow.
That shouldn't the vice president live in a comfortable area? And I'm looking and I'm like, how insensitive.
Like, many people are suffering so much.
People are not eating. Crime rate is going up. People are not eating anymore.
And that's what you have to say to renovate your house.
Nah, I think the thing is, like, you know that thing they will tell you what adults see sitting down. Like, kids won't see standing up. I think where we're getting to now is where our parents saw when we came back. And when they were like, you guys should really leave this country. But we were forming, what's that thing? We're forming patriotic, we're forming hopeful.
We when we came
that,
back.
Yeah, we thought that there was a future. Although it wasn't this bad.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, it's not like I didn't necessarily come back out of patriotism, just because I had to shabble. No, I was hoping. I was hopeful.
We stayed out of some weird sense.
I was hopeful that. And I still...
But I'm not hopeful anymore. That
hopeful I still am hopeful to a certain extent. It's just... Life. I'm just tired.
See Korede's story. Where in that is hope? That is a system that works, that has rewarded a man that works.
Right.
You would hardly find stories like that. I was discussing with my dad the other day about how our generation, as Nigerians, will probably produce the least number of multimillionaires. Because if you look at our age group, say between 25 and 35, you can only point out to a handful of people, probably the... what do you call them? The paystack guys, probably Odo Eweneyes. But apart from them, you can hardly find somebody that you would say is pulling double digits million dollars a year age from something they created. It's hard to find. So, who are you really deceiving? If people like, if the basket is so small, who are you really deceiving? The point of this episode, Sha, is that. We're getting to the end of the year, I'm guessing. So it's time for you guys to start making like serious decisions.
As in?
Like big boy, big girl decisions.
Yes.
So that you can know where you want to go in the future and how you want to get there. Maybe as I know for the guys, a lot of guys are probably already in this space because I see tweets, people message me every now and then and it's always like, bro, bills, this and that, yada, yada, yada. So I can imagine that we're all going through it. But yeah, all the same,
it's tough.
All the same, Sha. I hope we all figure it out at some point. I ran a poll on my Insta the other day, and it turns out that I think 45% of people feel that life is passing them by. I don't know if you saw that.
I might have.
Some people feel that life is passing them by. Majority of people feel sometimes life is passing them by, but it just says a lot about where we are, man. It's tough. It's tough. But on a light note to end the episode. We're having a show tomorrow. No, today, by the time this comes out. Woo! So those of you that will see there, I'll see you guys in a bit.
Even today, safe. We're recording on Friday, so Sunday.
Yeah, like Sunday. Okay, yeah, well, on Sunday. By the time they listen to this. So shout out to you guys that we'll be seeing later. And shout out to those of you who have stayed with us throughout the year. It's been interesting. 217. Damn. Should we try and hit 220 this year to make it a round figure? That would give us till I think the 31st.
So the last episode.
Yeah, the last.
That would be an interesting thing that you want to do because you're never like that.
No, I'm not even around, so it might have to be virtual.
So you are just yawning.
I'm just yawning. I'm going to be at the park for Christmas, which I think is good because I get to be away from the hustle and bustle, and the cost of being here.
Of Lagos.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it actually because our Santa is on. Our Father Christmas is on.
And British people too, I think they call it from them.
Oh, that do they say Father Christmas or Santa?
I know it's from them, Sha.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure they say Santa now, but I think they still say it.
Right.
Father Christmas.
Yeah, Father Christmas. It's going well though. I'm loving that. I'm loving that. So Merry Christmas to all of you guys who are in the season.
In advance. So yes.
Merry Christmas in advance. And yeah, we wish you good tidings and all those kind of things. What's your song recommendation before we jet?
Okay, so my brother has a new song out.
Okay.
called Confessions of a Complicated Man.
Hey, okay.
Yes, and that's by Bobwadi.
Okay, Confessions. Yeah,
so you guys know my brother.
Yep. And shout out to Bobby. So did you see when the Oba of Lagos was doing that thing?
What thing?
Not the Oba of Lagos, Oba of Benin, when he said on the radio again that Lagos has a history from Benin. Yeah, so shout out to Bobby for that episode we did, because
oh yes, like, which is true. Yeah,
Dolly, you have to give us credit, we're ahead of the game in some things. It's not content for content. Someone DM'd me this week and said, I really love how intentional your episodes are.
Yeah,
and I said thank you, if you make me cry. But yeah, my song recommendations, I'm not done. Okay,
and of course, like I said, Nikki dropped today. Like, I wish I could record the whole thing, but I'll be recording small. I'll be giving it small. So okay. I'm giving two today. The first one is Barbie Dangerous by Nicki Minaj and Beep Beep.
Beep by Nicki Beep. Minaj.
Yeah.
Now, wow. Sounds like a very Nicki Minaj thing to say.
By the way, lots of fire jams. Though.
By the way, I think we're about to enter a Diddy or Diddy not do it phase.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to see how this plays out, because he has the number one person you don't want to have as an op against him.
Who is that?
The producer of Power. See, that guy is the kind of person that you don't want to annoy. 50 Cent called out Floyd and said if Floyd can read a page, he would donate to charity. And Floyd did not. Do you know how mad that is? 50 Cent, fuck a nice bucket. If you can read a page of a Harry Potter book,
50 Cent is a nuisance.
He's actually a nuisance.
He's a nuisance.
50 Cent bought out a Ja Rule concert so that Ja Rule would perform to nobody. Do you know how mad that is?
He's actually a nuisance. I love his shows though. His their third Power book is out. Raising Kanan, which is best of the books. All of them are nice, but I really like Raising Kanan.
50 is something else, man. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can't wait to see how these stories end. Because he has given a statement now that he can't sit back and allow the, and I'm like, okay, stay there, bro.
Like, stay there. They've already told him to step down from some of, step in the face or something.
Like, they're coming for his bags.
I knew that it was only a matter of time when he came to him. I already, like, have known for years,
to be fair. Like, it's just how it develops that we want to see.
Yes. So, anyway.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
My song recommendations, I've been on my Sean Paul bag. Because, feel eternal. I don't really care what people say.
Okay.
So my two songs will be Burning and Ever Blazing. Because I'm entering Christmas mood. So yeah, those are the songs. And I think that's it for episode 217. So we'll see you guys. I don't even know. Let's just say we'll see you guys. Because it's going to be an interesting end to the year.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good week.